So I thought of this particular scripture where Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Now we know the fullness of that prayer has a lot more. But I sense that Jesus was drawing our attention to the Garden of Eden and the point of where our relationship was broken through sin with God the Father. And he was ushering in the kingdom of God, and he was drawing this particular prayer model to say, this is the importance of this relationship. This is the importance with God the Father and being reconciled into his kingdom. And Jesus goes on to share that parable when he says in these words, suppose you have a friend. Now one of the things about Bishop Matt Brain coming to this diocese is the first thing he's introduces to in his language is friends. And I think that's relatively new to us, that we haven't heard that used in such a way, in such an encouraging way and an enduring way, that he's inviting us into friendship. He's inviting us into relationship with God first, with Christ, with the Spirit, but also with each other. And I sense that in this particular scripture that Jesus and this message that Jesus is giving, he's telling us about the importance of this relationship with God as friends, to be reconciled, to be brought back into that place where God intended in creation. It's interesting to note that he would say, friends, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because he had a friend that was on a journey. And I'd like you to think about how many friends you have on a journey that need those 3 loaves of bread, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to be baptized in them, to be induced into them, to be encouraged in them. We all have them. We all know about them. And it is through this link in prayer that we actually bring them by the power of God, by the power of his Son, and by the power of his Spirit back into that right relationship. I said at the start that it was about a love letter. This is the love letter. This is the love letter that God has written to us, explaining his nature, his character, his mercy, his grace, and his faithfulness. You might read the Old Testament and feel that it is about hardship and it's about tough love. And it is, because God says, if you would humble yourself, if you will follow my commandments, if you will stand in my word, if you will follow. He prefaces it with the word if. And it's really important for us to look at the New Testament where Jesus fulfills the ifs. He fulfills this word in its fullness. In the Colossians reading this morning, I was really encouraged in the words that were shared, and I'd like to read it to you from the Amplified. Therefore, as you have received Jesus Christ the Lord, walk in union with him, in him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that lead others away from sin, having been deeply rooted in him and continually being built up in him, becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflow in it with gratitude. See, when I was preparing this particular word, in and being in Christ and in his fullness, gave me this picture of a letter. And a letter has an envelope. And Christ Jesus is the envelope in which we have been placed. God has placed us in Christ Jesus in the fullness of this envelope. He has shielded us, protected us. He has made provision for us to be transported into his presence forever. And when we are placed in this self-addressed envelope in Christ Jesus, we are assured by the postman, the Holy Spirit, that we will be delivered from sin, reconciled to God the Father, into the heavenly places. And it overwhelmed me to think about, I can't earn it. I can't work for it. I can't call for it, but I can ask, I can plead, I can seek, I can look and find, because it's available for those that do that with a humble heart. There's a particular lady here in this congregation that said some words to me very early on in my faith. She said, "Do you love the Lord Jesus more than you love your next breath?" And I pondered those words again and again in my heart. Is my love for Jesus more important than my next breath? Being in Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father. And God has placed us in his Son. God has put us in this envelope. God has placed us by his grace and by his infinite mercy and by his endless love, that we are assured of the pathway and the way to heaven. It's a beautiful picture. I hope that it is enduring for you to ponder as you would leave here today the richness of this word that we have in Colossians, but also in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and his parable that he shared with us. Yes, we need to read this. This is how we make friendship with God, by reading his word. I love what Bishop Ron says, and he was part of my mentorship and preparing me for ministry. He uses the term, "May the spoken word and the written word become the living word." And Jesus Christ is the living word here. And he wants us to be in him, to be the living word out there. We need to feed on this, the bread of life. We need to feed on this, meditate on it, become friends of Jesus and back into the right relationship with God. Prayer is an important part, reading is the important part, but there's nothing more important than that friendship that we create. We seek, we knock, and we want to find in Christ Jesus. I cannot encourage you enough. Stand on the word. Find, seek, knock, and ask. God is available. God is faithful. God will not deny those that come with those humble hearts and from repentance. Let's pray. Father, I know that you will take the words that I've spoken and sift them, and you would share in the hearts of each of your people here today what is important to you and what comes from you. Father, thank you that you are so faithful, dependable, and true. Thank you that you would not let your word fall to the ground without accomplishing the purposes and plans that you made available through your word. And Father, thank you that your word would continue to go before us each day, that as we seek you, as we knock at your door, and as we ask of you, you meet with us, you don't deny us. And thank you for the promises that you've given us in your word. Thank you for the encouragement of your word, and thank you for the love of your word. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.